Gay advocacy groups are moving quickly to challenge the new state law that prohibits local governments from making LGBT people a protected group. As Jorge Valencia reports, the American Civil Liberties Union of North Carolina and Equality North Carolina filed a lawsuit in federal court today saying House Bill 2 is unconstitutional.
Joaquin Carcaño has short dark hair and thick eyebrows. He works at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. He manages a health program for transgender people. But on Monday, he stood in front of a dozen reporters in Raleigh to talk about his own experience.
Yes, I'm a transgender man, but I am a man. My family, my friends, my coworkers, and many more in the state affirm my male identity.
Carcaño is one of three individuals challenging a state law passed last week. Republican legislators approved it in response to an ordinance in the city of Charlotte. The city wanted to allow transgender people to use bathrooms that aligned with their gender.
We, members of the transgender community, are no different than any of you. We exist. You've passed us on the street, whether you've known it or not. I guarantee that you've shared a restroom with us. We use it, just like you, to pee. In peace, with privacy, and without fear. Instead of with the anxiety that has gripped my chest since this legislation has passed.
The suit argues that the new law turns transgender people into a group of second-class citizens. Simone Bell is an attorney with the Lambda Legal Defense Fund, and she says the plaintiffs are brave.
Not brave because they stand here before you today, but brave because they stand and walk out of their houses every day being exactly who they were created to be. Under fear of retribution, under fear of discrimination, and even under fear of death.
The heart of the lawsuit focuses on the equal protection and due process clauses of the 14th Amendment. It says that when lawmakers approved the legislation, they discriminated against transgender people, and that the legislation will ultimately violate the privacy of transgender people every time they use a public bathroom.
Members of the House, make no doubt about it. This bill is not about discrimination.
This is Republican Representative Sarah Stevens on the floor of the House of Representatives last week. She says state lawmakers have a duty to block ordinances from local governments, like the one Charlotte passed.
You can't overreach counties. You can't overreach cities. You have limited authority. Stay within it. That's what we're here about.
Republican bill sponsors declined to speak on tape this week about the lawsuit. But Kelly Fedorik, legal counsel for the conservative Alliance Defending Freedom, says the discrimination claim has no merit because men and women will continue to be treated equally.
So whether transgender or not, they are all allowed to use bathrooms based on biological sex. They're all treated the same, regardless of gender identity.
And likewise, Fedorik takes issue with the claim that the law will result in the invasion of privacy of transgender people.
The only rights of privacy that are being violated if this law doesn't exist are the little girls and women who will be forced to shower with men and be watched by men when they're in these private, intimate spaces.
Regardless of legal argument, the plaintiffs in the case say the new law makes them feel unwelcome in North Carolina. Here's Joaquin Carcaño again.
You know, with the Supreme Court ruling on marriage equality, it's like, you know, nationwide, there was a win for the LGBT community. And then it feels like they're finding other ways to sort of push us out. It feels like we're constantly on attack. It just feels like the fight is never ending.
Like similar lawsuits before it, this one will likely be tied up in courts for years. But in an election year such as this one, it will likely play a prominent role in the campaigns for state house and governor. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.